Welcome to Solar Sensation, your source for energy news. I'm your host, Ron Burgundy, and today we are going to get electricity out of solar panels. Our first speaker is a renewable energy source economist, Dr. Mac MacGyver. Thank you for joining us on Solar Sensation, Dr. MacGyver.
Thanks for having me.
So, why do we need renewable energy sources?
Well, Ron, the world is finding it hard to avoid recognizing the impact that fossil fuels are having on the environment. We have been consuming the finite supplies of fossil fuels at an accelerating rate, especially in third world countries. The pollution from burning fossil fuel is altering the Earth's ecosystems, and the search for newer sources has opened us up to ever more practices that are dangerous, like deep sea drilling and fracking.
All right. So why do you promote solar power over other forms of energy?
Well, it's a good thing you asked. Solar energy is accessible nearly everywhere the sun shines, and it is more consistent than wind energy, for instance. The technology does not produce greenhouse gas emissions, and the only pollution occurs in the actual production of the solar cells.
Are there other issues with using solar energy to meet all of our needs?
Yet again, another good question. One of the main concerns is land use, because PV systems will occupy 3.5 to 10 acres per megawatt, and the same land can't be shared in the way wind facilities can be set up on agricultural land.
Our next guest, Dr. Granger Allgood, is a mechanical engineer who actually helped design and build some of the first major photovoltaic power plants. Dr. Allgood, welcome to the show.
It's super sunny being here.
How exactly did the sun's warming rays become electricity?
It's quite a fascinating process. First, it's the light itself, not heat from the sun, that makes electricity. The magic comes from semiconductive material that, like metals, have some electrons that are loosely held. A photovoltaic effect occurs when sunlight photons strike the material and their energy is absorbed, causing electrons to be knocked free and producing a stream of direct current electricity.
And if there's one thing Ron Burgundy knows, it's power.
All this takes place in a small wafer of material called a cell. The cells are wired together into modules, which in turn are wired into large panels called arrays.
Who knew so much power can come from such a small cell? Just like my dog Baxter. Such a big bark for a tiny dog. Man, do I love that little guy.
Our houses are wired for alternating current, which has the advantage of being boosted in voltage, so we get more for less. We send the power to an inverter to convert the direct current to alternating current. Then transformers alter the voltage to the right amount for our houses and appliances. It then shines on to electrical power stations and distribution boards and exported for use.
Next, please welcome Dapper Doyle, a salesman from a local firm that installs solar systems. And Mr. Doyle, may I add, that is an incredible name. Now, Mr. Doyle, why doesn't everyone participate in the solar energy revolution?
Household solar systems cost tens of thousands of dollars and have a limited lifespan of 25 to 30 years. State government offer tax savings to offset part of costs, but now want to make up tax revenue shortfalls by repairing those credits. Power companies lose income when homeowners generate their own power. Now they are restricting and delaying new installations, charging more for the same amount of electricity and increasing connection charges.
Thank you, Dapper Dan. Well, that about wraps it up for this edition of Solar Sensation. Please leave your programming suggestions at our website and join us again at the same time next week. You stay classy, Planet Earth.